Thank you for listening to another episode of By His Grace. I am your host, Misty Phillip, and today I am excited to invite my new friend to the show, Jessica Wolstenholme. Jessica is the editorial director of Minnow, which is a streaming video on-demand platform for families. Jessica, welcome to By His Grace.
Thank you for having me. It's so great to be here today.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about Minnow and what Minnow is, because I know a lot of families struggle to find good quality entertainment for their families. So tell me about Minnow and what you do and the vision for Minnow.
Yeah, so Minnow, as you said, is a streaming video on demand platform for Christian families, although it's so much more than that. You know, we really want to be a partner for families and parents that are really looking for just good media that they can trust. There's so many things out there that kids can stumble upon if they're watching other streaming platforms or YouTube, maybe. We know our kids love YouTube. We understand that struggle. We know that parents are fighting against kind of everything that's out there. And the reality is media is not going away. And our kids are growing up in a media-drenched world. And so we want to help partner with parents and ease that struggle a little bit, and help them find content that they can feel good about. So everything is centered around the Bible and character and values. So you can kind of press play and feel good about what your kids are watching and not worry that they're going to stumble upon something scary or that goes against your family values.
Yeah. So tell me about some of the shows that are on your streaming platform.
Yeah, so we have one of the largest selections of VeggieTales, which is kind of everybody's favorite that they've grown up with. We have newer shows like Allegories and the whole What's in the Bible series that our friend Phil Vischer created that walks kids through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and just has a wonderful way of presenting God's big story and the gospel to kids. We have Bible Man and Superbook. We have lots of worship music too, Yancey and Friends and the Risers, Seeds Family Worship, Elevation Kids Worship. So there's a good mix of content that can engage kids.
That's so wonderful. Well, you mentioned Phil Vischer and his work, which we love his work and, you know, raised my kids on VeggieTales and we still sing the VeggieTales songs and my kids are grown. So awesome. Tells you what an impact that they had on us. But he's written a new Bible for families. And I know you're involved in that as well. So let's talk a little bit about that.
So yes, I had such a privilege to work with Phil Vischer on the Minnow Laugh and Grow Bible for Kids. He has such a gift for explaining big Bible concepts, big even theological concepts to kids in ways that they can understand and in fun and engaging ways. And he's done a ton of video, of course, we know, with VeggieTales and What's in the Bible. But this is his first ever children's storybook Bible. And so it goes from Genesis to Revelation, and it really tackles parts of the Bible that a children's Bible doesn't normally hit. So there's a story about Leviticus and the laws of the Old Testament, and there's stories about Pentecost and the Holy Spirit and different things that you normally wouldn't see in a kid's Bible. You know, he has a thing called Tricky Bits, where he likes to talk about some of those harder to understand concepts. And so we talk about sin and we talk about the Holy Spirit. We talk about the Trinity and things that we want kids to understand as part of the bigger picture narrative of God's story.
Yeah, that is so important. You know, I started teaching my children apologetics. My oldest son was 12. And the more we started talking about deep theological things, his younger brothers were listening. And one day I asked my youngest son, you know, what does he think about the Holy Spirit? And he said, I think the Holy Spirit is a muffin. I'm sorry. I can't even say it without laughing. And so forever, we were like, the Holy Spirit is a muffin. Okay, we have some work to do as parents. But it's a difficult concept for even us as adults to understand. So to be able to explain that to children, but it's so important that that we do this.
Yeah. And he, like I said, Phil just has a gift for that. And, you know, we know that it's a struggle for parents who already feel like they're not, you know, that they're inept to teach the Bible to their kids. They don't even understand it themselves. You know, there's parents on all different, you know, parts of their journey, their Christian walk. And so we wanted to come alongside them and give them a tool that they could actually learn from as they're teaching their kids. And so it walks through, like I said, from Genesis to Revelation. We break the Bible into five different sections. So the Pentateuch, the historical books, the writings and prophets, the Gospels, Acts, letters, and Revelation. So each of those sections of this Bible have an introduction that tells kids where we are on the bigger journey and how it all fits together. And we have heard from parents that they're learning alongside their kids, you know, that as they're teaching them the Bible. So we're really excited to be meeting that need and to helping them with that struggle so that families can grow together.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. You know, now as we are recording this, we're in the middle of the pandemic and we don't know how long that this is going to go on. And I know that a lot of parents are struggling at the moment to find resources for their kids. And I think the kids are also asking questions like, why are we stuck in our home and what is going on here? And I think a lot of people too are reaching and looking and searching for answers to bigger life questions. And so I think that this is perfect timing to have you on to talk about this and the work that you are doing to impact the kingdom and for families. So is this Bible, is this available in stores now, or when is the Bible available?
It's available now, and we also have the Laugh and Grow Bible for Little Ones, which is a board book version of the Bible. So, you know, we thought it was really important. Lots of families that we interact with have kids of different ages, and they need different tools. You know, they, a three-year-old might find this a little bit overwhelming, although I think they will still enjoy the storytelling. It's very whimsical. The art is beautiful and fun. And of course, it's called Laugh and Grow because there are funny parts of it because Phil is funny. But there's also a version for little ones, which is the board book, and it has 15 of the stories. And so little ones can kind of read along with their family. But it is available now. And as you said, kind of during this time where we're just all wondering what is going on in the world, you know, just being able to give families something to ground them and to really, you know, a solid foundation for them to stand upon in these crazy times. I mean, this is something we've never been through before, right? And even as this airs later in the summer, we don't know what things are going to look like then. And even as we go back to normal, we're hoping that families can find a new normal. This time has been a gift for families to slow down and to have time to really engage in these conversations. And teach their kids the Bible and teach their kids the foundational truths and even apologetics, like you said, so that when we encounter these difficult times, we are, you know, standing firm in our beliefs and we understand God's word and we know that it's true. And that's just such a gift we can give our kids during this time. And hopefully families will continue that even after this has passed.
Yeah. You know, we had gotten out of the habit just with being busy with older kids and going in lots of different directions and everybody's kind of doing their thing. We had gotten away from our family devotions. We had done a great job when the kids were little and we were kind of all together. And during this time, we have started doing, you know, some family devotions again. And it's been great because our teenage, almost adult children are even asking for this time together. So it has been, awesome. You know, in the middle of what seems like a very awful, terrible thing. And I don't want to downplay it because it is a terrible thing. We're also seeing the growth in our family. We're seeing other families as we go out into our neighborhood to take a walk. We see families walking together and doing activities that they typically don't do. So I agree with you completely. And you know, and we all need Jesus. And so what a better time to share his story about redemption to our kids, right?
Yeah, this is the perfect picture of redemption, of God using something really bad to do something good. Actually, that's one of the takeaways in one of our stories, in the story of Joseph in the Bible, in the Minnow Bible, how God can use bad things and turn it into good. And so we're seeing that right now. And I hope that that's a message and a theme that we take with us as families in the months and years to come.
Yeah, that's a great takeaway, because all along the way, you know, it looks like what the enemy meant for evil in Joseph's life, you know, God turned for good. And even when we can't see God working, he's working and he's sovereign over all that's happening in our lives. And he is good, and his plan is good, and it's redemptive, and it's to make all things new. So
That's right.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing about Minnow and sharing about the Laugh and Grow Bible. And where, if people are interested in knowing more about those things, where should they go?
Yeah. So you can go to gominnow.com to find out about Minnow. And actually, you'll find everything there. We have a robust blog with lots of content and activities and downloads and things like that for families. And then if you go to laughandgrowbible.com, you can find out about the Minnow Bible and where to purchase it. You can download a sample. You can see a video that kind of talks about it and just learn more. We just hope that families are blessed. And again, that we alleviate that struggle of trying to help kids and families grow with God through the things that we're doing.
That's wonderful. I cannot wait to share this episode and all of the things that you are doing with my friends, especially my friends who have small children. So Jessica, thank you so much for being on the show today and sharing all of these wonderful things with us, because you're right, media is not going away and we need more positive voices out there doing our part for the kingdom. So thank you so much for the work that you're doing.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace. I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today. I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Philip, and I would love to connect with you there.